Structural Integrity, A Person of Interest Fic by The Ragnarok, read by Desiree Armfelt. The desk above and around John isn't very sturdy. Plain particle board slapped together under a layer of melamine pretending to be pine. In a firefight, the desk would be more of a hindrance than a shelter. John couldn't even break off a leg to use as a weapon without it falling apart in his hand. And yet, John feels safe in here. Probably this has to do little with structural integrity, and a lot to do with the fact that he's got Harold's cock in his mouth. Above him, Harold is clicking away on the keyboard, a sound that John's grown to interpret as all is well. It's a very different rhythm from Harold's typing when they're under stress, or when Harold is worn out. Decisive, deft hits of Harold's fingers, quick without being frantic. Harold's dick is soft in John's mouth. John doesn't let that stop him. The patter of typing comes to a stop, and Harold says, "You know, I think I might." John hums his interest, sucks a little harder. Harold's cock swells in response. Not much, but to a noticeable degree. The noise Harold makes is wholly pleased. It makes John want to devour, suck Harold for all he's worth. John keeps his suction and rhythm gentle, steady. Harold's body has a pace of its own, too, and trying to rush it wouldn't work. Harold doesn't get fully hard, or he doesn't get as hard as John's cock does, pulsing urgently in his underwear while John keeps his hands on Harold, because there is such a thing as prioritizing. John can touch himself any old time. Touching Harold at all is still a novelty, and being able to give Harold gratification is something John does not take for granted. Harold's cock does go firmer, thickening in John's mouth. Not so much that John can't take all of it with ease, just enough to drive it home to John that yes, Harold is interested. Of course, Harold's dick is not the most reliable measure of Harold's interest. He explained it to John when they just began becoming intimate. A result of, well, who knows, really. Harold's smile flickered, wan and dismal. He looked like he fiercely believed there was nothing wrong with him, and also still believed John was going to dump him over this. My injuries, my age, stress, pick a combination. I'm loath to undergo long-term therapy or to take unnecessary medication for what's essentially a malfunctioning entertainment module. John had nodded and said, "Got it," and then reached forward to gently squeeze the bulge in Harold's pants, said, "Still like me touching you?" Harold's eyes fell shut. "I do," he said. And that was that. Even knowing this, it's nice when Harold's dick feels like playing along. Even nicer when Harold makes these particular noises, the ones that mean he can feel an orgasm drifting close. And if John is very good, Harold just might be able to reach it. Being good has never come easily to John, but he works at it harder than anyone he's ever met, other than Harold. Sometimes he even succeeds. Harold's breath quickens, his thigh muscles jump, and then he's spilling in John's mouth, cock still mostly soft. John swallows, eyes closed, relishing Harold's heartfelt sigh. "Good?" John withdraws for just long enough to ask the question. Then he's got Harold's cock in his mouth, not sucking exactly. Suckling, maybe. Keeping it warm. "A drastically needed release," Harold says, voice gone low and drawly in the aftermath. His hands rub John's head, and John closes his eyes and lets the touch reverberate all the way down his spine. "Would you like me to make you come now?" John considers, but that would probably mean coming out from under the desk and letting go of Harold's dick, And he doesn't want to do either of those yet. Uh-uh, he says, as clear as he can be with his mouth full. In a way, it's almost better without coming. John's need is a pure, uncomplicated thing, and so is Harold's satisfaction. And they combine together to make a clearly delineated and impossibly comfortable space where John feels right just being. The end.